Hello and welcome to a special Smithmas episode of A Pint with Friends. And tonight, we are going to have four of these beers.
Four.
Two cookie-themed beers and two Christmas-themed sours. So let's get to it.
It's not going to go well. No.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Merry Smithmas.
Yeah,
almost another Smithmas. It is almost Smithmas. It's our Smithmas episode.
I guess it's Smithmas month.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Smithmas celebration.
We just totally threw away Christmas and it's called Smithmas.
Mm-hmm. Why not start our own traditions?
Exactly.
You know what? I've got a little bit of a surprise for you. Did you know? Well, first I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite Smithmas memory?
Probably all our Christmas parties.
Okay, yeah.
There's some good. We had a Russian Christmas one year.
Smithmas?
A Russian Smithmas.
Thank you.
And it was like obviously Russian themed, and we had a lot of vodka that year. And in the States, there's a place called World Market, and you buy these giant shot glasses with all the Russian leaders on them.
They weren't giant shot glasses. They're regular size shot glasses.
Well, not all.
But they were taller ones.
Yeah. They taller. Were pretty tall, like Florida style. And
Florida style, that's right.
And they had like four of the Russian leaders on them. I don't remember their names.
It was like Yeltsin.
Yeah.
I was going to say Baryshnikov, but he's a dancer.
The guy now.
Boris Yeltsin. Putin.
Putin's on it.
And it must have been Khrushchev? Fuck. And then,
someone else. It doesn't matter.
The guy with the stain on his head.
It doesn't matter. There was vodka involved.
Gorbachev.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
And then we had polka music. And so we had we would randomly start playing polka. And the rule was every time you heard polka music, you had to dance until until we turned it off. So we'd just all be sitting around chatting and having a good time. And then they would come on and we would all start.
Yeah, that's right. So the Smithmas tradition, there was a Smithmas trophy, and so there was a trivia contest.
Yeah.
And I think one year I decided that I would do audio clips and people would have to guess them. And it was fun for me. but also, it was really, our friends were really super competitive. So,
I think it got, I feel like we should have taken those contests away a long time
and
ago.
And I probably could have done a better job of normalizing the audio better because some of them were loud, some were quiet, and some people were really struggling.
It was like a movie trivia.
But in between that, I threw in the polka dancing and made everybody dance. So there
to mess with their head.
There was beautiful moments
of
people jumping up. And it was a great party. It was a fantastic party.
That's just a great Christmas one. We had lots of great birthday parties, too, that were themed like Hitchcock and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Which were amazing. We'll have to talk about that, too. But we went full blown on that one, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But that was good. That's my favorite Smithmas. Is just those little themed.
So it's not.
And then it went to Hawaii Christmas, Hawaii Smithmas.
Yeah.
And it was Magnum PI themed. And so people came as Higgins and
TC. Or just Magnum PI themed.
Yeah.
Well, we did that because I would do Movember.
Yeah.
And then so I would keep the mustache and shave it into a Tom Selleck mustache.
For another month.
Yeah. But that's right. And then the second year, we loved it so much, I just called it Magnum Smithmas season two.
Yeah.
It was just
Hawaii theme after that, like Hawaii.
Yeah.
Magnum PI. We'd had Magnum PI playing on the TV. It was great.
Also good. And it was a nice way. You know, it was bright and sunny and it changed it. Everybody was coming in Hawaiian gear. It was great. It was a good time.
You know what? Now we can't have friends over. So it's just Smithmas, you and I.
I know.
You and I, which is fine.
A special romantic Smithmas with Magnum.
Yeah.
And Higgins.
Oh, are you going to change character?
I'm going to be Higgins. Yeah.
Oh boy.
I'm going to quickly do my favorite Smith Miss memory, mm-hmm. And then we'll get into this beer.
Okay.
But mine is actually it is almost 20 years ago to the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a week after that, I flew down to Florida, and we got in your little red Corvette. No, your little red.
My little red car.
Your little red car.
My red Mitsubishi.
And we drove from Florida. To Vancouver, but yeah. Also, first time I met your parents in person. And so I drove there. Hi, nice to meet you. I'll be taking your daughter to Canada.
But it was like the beginning of December. It wasn't actually at Christmas.
It was early. Though. Yeah, it was early. But we were back
Christmas.
Here.
Before Christmas. Yeah. I did Christmas here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be that would mean that this is your 20th Christmas in Canada.
Yeah, and I can't believe that's, I mean, I guess I could see why that's your favorite memory, but my memory of that is, yeah, I came and moved to Canada, but then we got the flu right after we got back.
Yeah, pretty close to it. Yeah,
that's true. We traveled from a hot state.
Yeah.
All the way I-10 to I-5, which is all the bottom of the United States, all the way up of California. So we went from hot to cold to colder.
Yeah.
So we quickly got the flu. All the way up.
And probably not just the weather, but all of the weird little hotel things that we stayed in and motels. And
yeah, we had some really questionable
hotels. If we only knew then what we know now, we would have just been sanitized the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just think it was a massive weather change. And my body couldn't deal with going to Florida to Canada.
No, it's touch and gross stuff in hotel rooms.
It was, but my body could not physically deal with going from Florida to Canada so quickly.
That's true.
And I didn't bring a jacket with me. I didn't think about a jacket because I don't believe in jackets.
She doesn't believe in jackets. Said on this podcast several times.
Yeah, but I am wearing jackets now, so.
Do you want to get into the first beers?
I do.
So the first two beers are cookie related, and the first beer that I'm going to hold up is called Spectaculous Spice Cookie Stout.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from a brewery called Parkside Brewery here in Port Moody, I want to say.
Yeah.
And which is a suburb of Vancouver. And what this is based on what's called a windmill cookie, something mm-hmm. I'd never heard of before. But in reading the descriptions, I think the Western world has bastardized this idea, which is our second beer, which is a gingerbread cookie.
So this has the same kind of thing. The gingerbread cookie?
So the Dutch have these windmill cookies, mm-hmm. and it's all of the same kind
of
things.
Are they the shape of a windmill?
Some of them are in the shapes of people. Some of them are the shapes in windmills. Windmills.
What makes them choose? Do you choose a person or a windmill?
I didn't read that bar. But I just thought, hey, this sounds awful lot like a gingerbread cookie.
They're just like anything else, and everywhere else is called something different.
And you know what? I'm actually probably
it's like soda. It's like soda or pop.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm also making an assumption that the gingerbread cookie was made in North America, and it probably wasn't. It probably was German or something.
The Westernizers did not come up with a gingerbread cookie. We stole everything.
Yeah.
From everywhere else.
And ruined it. So I'm going to open this bad boy up.
Yes. Oh, I'm looking forward to that one, but you sure you don't want to do the brown ale before the dark?
Want to do this one first. This was the order that I had it, and I'm going to read a little something about it. So it was inspired by the European Speculous Spice Cookie, also known as the windmill cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Warming flavors of brown sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, vanilla, and mm-hmm. cardamom.
Okay.
So I'll let you pour that. Probably should have had you pour that while I was reading.
That smells good.
Does it?
Yes.
Are you smelling that cardamom? Cardamom.
I'm just going to pour.
Beautifully
got
dark.
Four beers
this, to go through. This is the strongest beer that we have, so I thought we would do the two, and then take a little break, and then have the other one.
Yeah, then I won't do the whole thing right away.
But the other ones are all 5%. This one was the only one that was 7.2.
We're going to start off strong.
Start off strong. Salut.
It smells really good.
Merry Smithmas.
Yay.
What you got?
It's good.
It is very good. I'm just waiting for you to echo. Very good.
Very, very good.
It's very similar to something I've had before.
I'm trying to get some like cookie flavor out of it. There is a little spice in there. There is something, which is probably, do you think they put like molasses in this or something? Or what goes in gingerbread? Molasses?
Gingerbread is going to be I think so definitely the brown sugar.
It's definitely called a spice cookie, so it'll have the spicy spices.
You know what? I also just realized that it says that there's brown sugar in this, so you should probably have not a lot.
I kind of figured that since there's the word cookie on it.
Wait, can you make that face again so I can do the... Damn it, wrong button. Yeah, that's the... I'm a husband, and I just screwed up. And, oh, Baby Yoda, he'll get shit-faced if he's drinking this stuff.
He'll just, like, suck it in.
You know, we just finished watching Mandalorian, but why didn't they include, like, give Baby Yoda, like, a little thimble when they went to all those different bars that he went to? Each had a little thimble cup.
He had a cup, though. He was true. Like...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so I think this... I'm not getting cookie out of this, you're right. I've never had a windmill cookie.
I'm getting spices, though. It is a spicier dark beer.
Yeah. It's very nice. I do enjoy it. It's not standing out as something like, oh my God, I've never had this before. It reminds me of other sort of wintry style porteries.
Yeah. I wonder when they add the brown sugar, I wonder if they add it after or before, because if it was before, that it would have been fermented. It would have been eaten up by the yeast.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it probably isn't a problem because I have kombucha.
That's also why it's higher percent alcohol too, right?
Yeah. It's probably already turned into alcohol, so... I'm hoping, so we'll see.
I'm not going to say I'm disappointed, but I am a little bit disappointed that it didn't come across more chocolatey. The word
has very promising that it's spectacular.
Beautiful artwork. I love the can.
I think it's a good beer, though. It's not a terrible beer at all.
Not what I'm saying at all. I agree with you.
It's living up to a big name.
Yeah. But this is also that sort of, you know, when
I feel like if I got another stout, it would kind of taste the same.
I prefer the stouts that are way thicker than that. Like this is sort of that more little bit thinner, watery style, which is fine. Not as foamy
either.
Yeah.
So there's foam at the beginning, but not now. It seems to have almost gone. Yeah, but it still foams up in the glass.
It's enjoyable. It's a good beer. It tastes like a beer.
It's fine. I don't hate it.
I wanted something that
I would enjoy this.
I am enjoying it. I just wanted something that was a lot richer, a lot more. I've been drinking a lot of coffee stouts, and I just love that thick, beefy kind of stout.
I was expecting more of a cinnamon, gingerish flavor, and I'm getting a little bit of spices, but...
I can't pick out what spice I'm actually getting. Nothing's really dominating. It's all balanced evenly. There's not one thing that stands out. Mm-hmm. And again, maybe that's fine.
Yeah, it just tastes like I'm drinking a standard stout.
Well, let's try the gingerbread and we'll have something to compare it to.
I'm excited for this. Don't let me down, little guy. He's so cute. He has a mouth like Mr. Bill. So I love that he looks like a little cutout doll, like those little dolls that you cut out of paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cute.
Cookie boy.
Yeah. I was watching a YouTube channel and someone said that they call gingerbread cookies cookie boy. And now I can't get it out of my head. You want to read about it?
I do. So the ginger snap brown ale boasts fresh ginger, molasses, cinnamon, cloves, or I should say and cloves.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else after cloves. it's going to evoke holiday season in this smooth, creamy beer. So now we've got some creamy going on.
It does say creamy.
That was interesting with the last one. The last one did mention that it had lactose in it. So again, I thought it would be like that really thick and creamy kind of thing, which I'm hoping this one is.
You weren't supposed to like do a nitro thing to it, were you?
Didn't say it. There were no instructions to do
you
that.
You know what I mean? A nitro thing where you...
Yeah, nitro. So this beer is by Deep Cove Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is 5.7 ABV.
This one was hard to find. We had to go to multiple liquor stores to find this.
I also had to reach out to someone on Instagram who shared the photo of it.
Yeah.
And get out of here, bug. And she told me where it was, and we popped over there and we found it.
Yeah, I'm very excited. This is the one I was getting sad I couldn't find because it sounds amazing. Oh, it's already foaming pretty nice.
So, more carbonated.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, smaller head on it. More head than the first one.
Yeah.
Coloring is still light. It's not as thick as I want.
No, it's good.
Smells great, though.
Oh, okay. This one is what I expected the other one to smell like. This one smells like a gingerbread man.
Let's give it a go.
Oh, Gingerbread Man.
Mmm.
Oh, I like this. This is what I expected it to taste like.
This actually has like a real kind of a hint of gingerbread to it.
It actually tastes like there's whiskey in it.
Okay.
Does it not?
I don't get that. I get gingerbread.
I know there's not whiskey in it, but it tastes like, I would say alcohol because this is alcohol, but you know what I mean? The hard stuff.
The hard stuff.
This is good. What is the percentage on this? Because it tastes like it.
This is only 5%.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because it tastes like it's more than that.
So the ginger snap brown ale, this American style brown ale is brewed with fresh ginger, molasses, cinnamon, cloves, like the festive seasonings of grandma's freshly baked ginger snap cookies.
This tastes like what it says, like it, but then it has that kind of alcohol barrel age situation going on.
Interesting that you're getting that, because I'm not really getting that at all.
I wonder if the trickery of the barrel age is with those other spices. It makes it kind of feel like it's like that
possibly
way. This is good. I wish we would have bought two.
I've got a little more to read. Spicy ginger is balanced out with sweet malt and oats, giving the beer a smooth and creamy flavor with a warming finish. I do
warming
really like
finish is kind of like what booze does.
Right, okay. Hard booze. I see what you're saying then.
They gave the barrel age effect without the barrel age situation.
I've been really kind of off of all of the barrel stuff recently. I think I've had, like I did probably a good solid year where I was just going deeper and deeper down that. And I've kind of, I don't know if I've just, my taste buds have changed. Mm-hmm. But now I'm not liking them as much. And so I'm glad I'm not getting that. No, I like this.
I'm getting that for sure. It feel every time I get it like beer, it's like beer, beer, beer. And at the end, it feels like I just drank like a smooth glass of bourbon or whiskey or something. Hmm. So I'm like it. I like this a little bit better than the windmill. Actually, a lot better, a lot more than the windmill. The windmill, there's nothing wrong with that spectacular beer.
No, nothing at all.
But this one gives me the feeling I'm drinking this gingerbread beer. This is what I want.
This is coming across as advertised.
My response is, ooh.
That's right.
Just like the, ooh.
Now, there's two things about this beer that remind me of your dad.
Oh, because what do we give my dad?
I've been a vegetarian for over.
Oh, that's right.
Almost close to 30 years now, I think.
Yeah.
No, that's a lie, but getting there.
Mm-hmm.
25 at least. And I was introducing him to some various, I think, veggie things.
It was a veggie dog.
Was it a veggie dog?
It was like an E's veggie dog.
Right. In Florida.
Yeah.
Maybe 12 years ago.
To be fair, my dad was drunk.
Your dad had a couple shitty beers.
He went out, came home.
Oh, that's right.
He was out, he came home, and we said, "Do you want a hot dog?" He's like, "Sure." And he ate it, and he's like, "It tastes like ginger snaps."
Tastes like ginger snaps.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
He's drunk. He also came home with fried rice that he spilt all over his lap in the car.
That's right.
He's like, he came in with holding this, like not styrofoam foldy thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know how they feel like give you fried rice, you order and you get 3 pounds of it?
Yeah. That's
what he came home with, and he was all like dumped out and he's trying to bring it in drunk. He's like, "My fried rice out all over me." And he drives like a Mustang. So I could see him driving this Mustang.
Yeah.
With fried rice. Was he trying to eat it while he was driving? I question everything he's been doing. Was he drinking and driving and trying to eat fried rice?
Yeah.
You know what my dad also used to do?
What's that?
He's such an idiot. He used to keep peanut butter in the car because he said if he had a drink at the bar, if you put peanut butter in your mouth, the cops wouldn't.
That screws up the breathalyzer?
Or just couldn't smell the beer. I don't know what he was thinking, but he shouldn't have done that anyway. Parents don't know any better.
To be fair, he never got a DUI.
No.
But also was never pulled over, I don't think.
I did think he did hit
but,
a I think he did
but
hit
he
a
did
mailbox.
Hit a neighbor's mailbox.
He did. Oh, Dad. Can't, you know, they get past a certain age, there's no, it sucks. You try to yell at them and they just don't listen.
Yeah.
They're like your children again.
But there were some fun things about your dad, and that was for his love of Mr. Bill, which is the other thing this reminds me
of. Yeah, Mr. Bill and Ginger Snaps. Yeah, it's perfect.
It's the perfect beer.
He would so, like this, actually.
I wonder if he would.
He would get his Ginger Snaps feeling again.
Or he's like, this tastes like veggie dogs.
We should give him this and a veggie dog at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, if we go visit his grave, we'll bring him. You know how he's in the National Cemetery.
Oh my God, are we going to pour out a drink for him?
Yeah. He's in the National Cemetery in Pensacola, Florida at a naval base. He's buried on one of those military grave.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And some of the traditions, especially for the higher rank, is you take whiskey or whatever or drink and you throw the glass at their grave with the alcohol in it. So we should just smash the glass up against his grave.
So I'm not going to get in trouble for doing that?
I don't know. We might. I've seen it. I watch videos of people's funerals, and it's usually for higher ranks. I mean, my dad was a higher rank, but not that high rank.
Because usually,
like, the base commander would get that.
Because every single time that we've gone out there since he passed, mm-hmm. and we've gone to visit, mm-hmm. there's always been somebody that sort of tails us, but not to see, like, hey, those guys are up to shenanigans, but they've offered to take a photo for us while we were there.
Well,
which was kind of nice.
The retirees come and they take care of their fellow men, I guess.
They're the brother in arms.
Yeah. And what's even cooler, too, is like because the Blue Angels are there, mm-hmm. they fly over a couple times a week. Really low on the graveyard and just salute everybody. And they leave a little, like, the smoke behind, so the smoke settles into the ground. So, yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. But last time we were there, they were moving bodies.
That is a thing that they do
at cemeteries. They have to move them over. They have to shift everyone over a little bit. You know, I kind of feel like, why didn't they just start at the beginning like that? Why didn't they start shifted over?
Well,
they knew this was coming.
There is a rotation. So I used to work with somebody, and her husband actually worked at the graveyard here in Vancouver.
But that's a normal graveyard. This is like a military graveyard.
Well, I think, and I don't know how long that airbase has been there or how long that cemetery has been there.
Yeah, it's long because, you know, the cemetery has all those super old ones.
Right.
And there's like some pirates in there, some captains and some. No, I'm not joking. There's some like really cool, like, historic people in that graveyard.
Souls.
So we should next time we go, we should we'll do a video. We'll do a whole tour of the graveyard because it's really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy my dad's there. And my mom gets to go there too. They get to share a little lot.
Yeah.
They're going to push him back and put her in.
It's a beautiful location. And actually, I recorded the actual service because not all the family members could make it. Mm-hmm. So I can share that video in this link too.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
if you want.
No, we should. We should actually put it up on our It's Weird Together channel as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it was it really was a powerful ceremony. Mm-hmm. And because your dad was in the military, he got the
9-gun salute.
9-gun salute.
Yeah.
Which is, why is that?
There's a certain first rank, I guess. He served in Vietnam too. So you can only be put in that graveyard, not just because you're in the military, but if you're in a war. Okay. And my dad was in Vietnam. Right. So.
But a 21-gun salute is for higher rank
base commander
officers.
Or something. Yeah. So you get a 9-gun salute, which is fine because those 3 bullets they did was scared all of us. Like I remember you filming it and you kind of jumped on the camera so you can see the camera sort of jump back when they did it. Even though they're blanks, it's still loud.
Well, because I'm Canadian and I'm not used to guns being pointed in my direction. It also got pointed in my direction.
Yeah,
so
there
was
like,
bit...
I think everyone jumped a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was also storming, like thunderstorming at the same time. So those poor guys were out there shooting these guns in thunderstorm that have metal at the end of them. They were setting themselves up to be electrocuted. And you can hear the base. If you've been on a base, they have announcements all over base. Mm-hmm. And the announcement was, there's a thunderstorm within 5 miles. And during the funeral, we gotta hurry.
It was really cool because there was a pending storm coming, and they were like warning us, you know what, we need to get going because there's gonna be a bit of a storm. And the second they started, this storm hit.
And my brother missed it too.
And it was really like your dad sort of like was playing, I'm gonna use the word shenanigans again.
He's like, let's get this going.
The second it ended again. Well, maybe not the second, but it was really thunderstorming all through the 25-minute service.
It stopped when the guy was doing the what's that song? The
Taps.
When he was doing Taps, the rain just slowed when Taps started.
Yeah.
So
it was all really sort of majestic and magical that all happened at once.
It was
interesting. But I remember, I was going to say that it stopped raining, but it didn't, because then they went and they picked up his ashes and went to his little cubby, for lack of a better word. And
yeah, we opted.
We all sort of chased. The guy took off with it. And we're all
said,
like,
she
oh,
said
geez.
It was going to be fast.
Yeah.
We opted to cremate my dad instead of putting him in a casket. A casket would have put him in the traditional military graveyard where it was like with the, you know, the traditional headstone and stuff. Now he's in like, I don't know, what are those things called? Why do I want to say bunker? It's not a bunker.
I want to say crypt, but that's not the right word
there's
either.
There's a word for it that he's in there.
He's in a bookshelf.
He's in a bookshelf. He has some neighbors. He has some neighbors. So it's nice, though. It's in the same graveyard. And, yeah, I like it. I think it was a good choice. He's got palm trees all around him. He's got the ocean over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. I like it.
It's a beautiful location. And he's going to be watched over by other military crew. And he's going to mm-hmm. be there forever, and it's just a beautiful place. So anyways, I just pop back to this other beer, the first beer that we had, the Spectaculous.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying it again. I do like it.
Oh, maybe it needs to sit out.
I do like it. I still like it. I don't know why I feel any need to justify it. It's like, I really do like it, I swear. But
no, it's really good. Like, you have three more of those to drink, but this one is more of what I expected. The gingerbread guy is more what I expected.
Yeah.
It to be. I want to drink more, but I'm going to wait till we're after we go through all of them. And
nice job, Deep Cove. Nice job,
both
Parkside.
Are good.
Both are very, very good. This really, I think, and you know what? I've never had a Spectaculous cookie.
You have. They're just called something else.
I don't think I have.
Have you looked up what a Spectaculous cookie
yeah,
looks like?
I've never seen it. I'll try and let me quickly.
Is it called Spectaculous?
I will try and find.
I kept calling it Spectaculous.
Well, that's what the beer is called.
But you're saying Spectaculous.
Because that's the style of cookie. It looks like any of those
you
things.
Get those at the store. These are what I'm used to seeing. The little pineapple, like these guys. Yeah.
I'm sure it's gingerbread-esque. But anyways, I don't know.
I'm going to screenshot that so you can use it for later. But this is what they have these, you know, at the grocery store in the specialty cookie section?
Yeah.
Those are in there.
And are those kind of ginger snappy?
Probably.
Which is sort of
I can't
of
buy
like,
them now.
Right. Yeah. Anyways, still good.
They're a cookie. They're probably going to be good.
Yeah.
Have exactly. you met a cookie you don't like?
Yeah.
Which cookie?
Fucking raisin cookies.
But you like raisins now.
I do now. I do now. There is
I like a raisin
cookie. There is
cookie.
Probably cookies that I don't. Yeah, mint chocolate cookies.
I like those.
I don't.
If you were drunk, you might have a mint cookie.
Tastes like ginger snaps. Why don't we take a quick break?
Okay.
We will rinse these glasses.
Mm-hmm.
We will try two next beers, which are two sours.
Yes.
Tease them. Coming up next on a very special episode of Smithmas.
I just friends. Shake them all up first.
Awesome. We're going to die and they're going to explode. Welcome back. We are ready for beer number 3 and 4, the two sours. Also, title of my next TV series,
mm-hmm.
The Two Sours.
The Two Sours.
On NBC.
Yeah.
So the first beer is Holiday Jam Cranberry Whoa. Sour by Electric Bicycle Brewing. I don't think I've ever had anything from them.
Do they make beer on electric bikes?
100% yes.
I was only thinking of like the brew shop we went to once where you had to get on a bike to grind your grains.
Yeah, that was cool. Barley's home brew supply.
I don't know if they still do it, but we did it once.
The bike is gone. They had a deal with some or an arrangement with a bike company that was down the street.
Oh.
And they rigged up the bike, so it was a good little gimmick. I wonder if you did. Yeah.
I think
cool.
there might be a photo or video somewhere of that.
I think there is.
Yeah.
You're right. So this beer is 5% ABV.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday Jam Cranberry Sour was brewed with cranberry puree. It is sold on its own or part of a holiday mix pack, which we totally could have got had I read this before we went to the store. That includes a QR code. QR codes are back, baby.
Where?
No, on the box, on the holiday box, which includes a special video of a virtual brewery tour and a tasting by Santa Claus himself with his elves. Okay. I found the video on YouTube, but they did not name it after the brewery. It's named after the person who uploaded the video.
Where is Electric Bike Brewing?
It is in Vancouver. And I will tell you where.
Does the bike lane lead to their brewery?
I hope so.
Can you take a bike, the bike lane, an electric bike?
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you had to be, you know, highway or road.
Yeah, so Vancouver has dedicated a lot of time and energy in converting and making lots of bike paths, which is great.
It's pink.
But some of the cyclists are pissed off because scooters and shit can go in those bike lanes. And so they I don't know, maybe they're cycling purists or something like that. But here's the thing. If you're a scooter that can be a street ridden, road worthy, you can go 60 miles an hour or 60 kilometers per hour, mm-hmm. you're a fucking car. You don't belong in the bike path.
You can also get a DUI on a bike. Anything with wheels. You can get a DUI on a skateboard.
Yeah, you can.
Yep. This is pretty. This is what I expected.
You're pretty.
This to be.
Oh, that is pretty.
I can see like little things floating around in it, maybe like some fruit stuff, which is kind of proof that they use some real fruit, maybe real cranberry.
Weird. Okay. Fuck. This just happened.
It smells like turkey.
Yeah. No, that's what I got. I just got a gravy smell, and then I realized, oh, that's the cranberry that goes with it.
No, but it smells like Thanksgiving.
Totally.
What's going on?
It's that cranberry brûlée. Puree, not beret. Wow, the smell is gravy.
You make it sound like it's good. The smell is gravy. I also sound like
Kevin from The Office.
Or like a 60s sitcom. High school 60s sitcom.
It smells like gravy.
No, the smell is gravy.
The smell is gravy.
Trying to decide if I like it.
I do like it because a lot of the cranberry stuff that you get
it's not over cough syrupy. It's not. It's on the verge of it. But
jinx.
Wait, you said it first, so I have to buy you a soda?
I think you said it. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Please do.
You know what? It kind of feels like there's some grapefruit in this.
Oh, maybe.
I feel like there's some grapefruit in this, which is why they're getting the pink flavor. I don't know. Do they list what they put in it?
Let me do some digging.
Because it kind of tastes grapefruity more than cranberry.
Here's the problem. So we got this list of 10 different holiday beers out in Vancouver right now, and it's from this blog called Food Gressing. Mm-hmm. Great name. And this woman that runs this blog, her name is Arita, I think.
Arita Franklin?
Yep, Arita Franklin. And she listed all of these things and links to the breweries, links to the website, which is fantastic. Well done. None of these breweries have like these beers on their website, which is frustrating.
Well, I think because it's seasonal and maybe they just don't bother.
Damn you, web designers.
It's like we put it out, it's gone after that. Like, yeah, exactly. What's the point of paying our web designer to put it up for like 5 minutes?
So then what I got to do is I got to click on this. Then I got to find like a Facebook account or an Instagram account.
Well, you're better off going to Instagram.
Love the gram.
What? It's so good that bug is coming around.
So here we go. I found it. Okay.
It's pretty.
Holiday Jam Cranberry Sour, available in the tasting room or online delivery.
I like that they put the little, you know how it comes in a 4-pack and they have the little tops on it, the plastic thing that holds 4 together?
Mm-hmm.
Or holds 4 together? It's red too, so it kind of goes with the Christmas thing.
It's great.
It's really cute.
Yeah. Dig the label, dig the beer.
Dig the can, dig the label.
Not enough description about the beverage. You better, you know where I probably could find out about this is if I watch that video. Which?
You're going to get me the whole time trying to catch a bug.
Yeah, that's great. Totally fine.
I kind of feel like there's more than cranberry in this.
What I love about this is it really, I do get a genuine cranberry taste out of it. It doesn't feel synthetic.
And not like a sugary cranberry.
Well done.
Not like a cranberry cocktail, like cranberries. Like actual cranberries, the sourness.
You said cranberry cocktail, or were you thinking like an alcoholic beverage? Or no. Were you thinking of that shitty juice?
When you buy
juice
cranberry
shit?
Juice, you think you're buying cranberry juice? It's called cranberry cocktail.
Yes.
When they add sugar to it.
And it's also full of apple juice.
Yeah, so you need to, when you look for juice. Cranberry juice, look for cranberry juice.
Right.
Not cranberry cocktail, which everyone goes for, which is made by that cranberry company.
Ocean Spray?
Ocean Spray is a cocktail.
Right. So, This is great. I do like it.
I like it.
I like it a lot. I love the color.
I do think there's another fruit in here, like grapefruit.
I think you're right. That's probably adding,
which is a way to
contributing
cut
to the sourness.
But also cutting the cough syrupy.
Also, flavor. I didn't know. I mean, cranberries quite often are very sour, right?
I mean, that's this is sour. That's why when sours do kind of taste acidy, but
also whenever we made cranberry, I almost said cranberry syrup. When we made cranberry sauce, we used to do one with orange juice in it and quite a lot of sugar, to help take down the tartness of it. So this makes perfect sense. To do a sour with a cranberry.
Does like a citrus kind of thing, like a grapefruit or a lemon or lime or something, take away the sour?
Well, definitely the sugar takes away from the sour. But this is excellent. This is a great example of a sour.
I don't know if I can drink a 4-pack, though.
Do we have a 4-pack?
No, but I'm saying they do come in 4-packs.
I could not remember.
Depends on the store whether they break it up or not to sell them individually.
We've gone on a multi-day beer tour of buying things for the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember everything that we bought.
A lot.
Yeah. There'll be more episodes coming.
So we don't have to leave the house on Christmas week. We can just stay home.
Nope.
Drink.
Exactly.
Play games. We bought so many things. I should grab it.
Go for it. What are you going
to
grab?
Let me just grab it. We bought something to put together during Christmas.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, yeah. And I'll just keep on drinking. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on dancing.
Okay, we bought this during the beginning of pandemic. Let me get it straight and not knock it on the floor.
Still haven't put it together yet.
No, we're waiting. We got two different things to put together, but we bought...
Waiting on the world to change.
This. To put together at Christmas.
That's going to be freaking awesome.
Was it Aston Martin?
Aston Martin.
From James Bond.
James Bond.
So we'll be putting that together at Christmas and drinking a lot of booze. So we'll probably film that.
We will film that.
We also bought at Costco, they had a Harry Potter 3D puzzle. Mm-hmm. So it, like, you build the castle upward like a puzzle. We'll put that together at Christmas too.
I'm just quickly looking up something here because I saw an Instagram ad today. Aston Martin whiskey.
There's a whiskey?
Okay. So there's a commercial that I just saw on the Instagram. Don't make me log into your website. Come on. Logging into websites. Anybody can do the math and figure out if they're 18 or 21.
But you have to. I think it's the law.
I know. It's a stupid law.
Yeah, but then I think it's just a way to be like, it's not our fault. They clicked yes. They should have known better.
I know. Okay. So whatever that, let me get the year first. So there was two things that happened in the same year. And that was when the Aston Martin became the iconic vehicle. It was the first James Bond movie that it appeared in. And then that just turned that vehicle into a legend.
Yeah.
Also that same year was a company called Bowmore, which is a whiskey company. Mm-hmm. And so this year they have made a collaboration that, let me find the bottle, but it's celebrating these two things because they both appeared the exact same time. So this is the bottle. And this bottle,
it looks just like the car.
Yeah. So what they've done is they've actually used pieces of original Aston Martin in the bottle design.
Oh, I thought you meant on the bottle. Like they took it off the car and put it on the bottle.
Yeah. Like this is a piece of metal from an old Aston Martin. Yes.
So they're limited.
They've made 20. They've made only 25 bottles of this booze.
So you can't recycle this when it's done.
Not only can you not recycle it.
Can I find the car they took it off of and put it back together? Can I buy all the bottles and make one car?
I love the way your mind works. The answer is no, because the bottle to get this. This bottle will cost you $85,000 Canadian.
I can get a Model Y.
You can get a couple of Model Ys. Well, no, you can get one.
Is that the key part?
Perhaps.
What is that hole?
I don't know.
I feel like that's, it looks like a coin slot.
Hello.
Not your butt crack.
Butts.
Wow.
So, pretty cool thing. It's clearly a very high end. I hope the whiskey is fucking spectacular.
The whiskey better be good. Because
if you're spending $65,000 US or $85,000 Canadian on this thing, which apparently there's two bottles available in Canada to buy.
In Vancouver?
Don't know.
Can we go visit it?
Probably not.
There's got to be someone here, a Vancouver person.
Who's both Aston Martin crazy and
wants to have
loves
this
whiskey.
Special whiskey for the end of the world kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. So anyways, I thought it was a cool thing until I saw the price. And then,
well, I find when they put more time into the bottle than the whiskey,
and yeah, that's the other thing.
It may not be good.
We can just
it
go.
It better burn my asshole.
Whoa!
I'm just saying. It better.
That's awesome.
It better be good.
You should put that in a commercial.
It better be good for that price.
Ryan Reynolds, we're looking at you for.
Can you buy this bottle and tell me if it burns your asshole?
No, that's the commercial. That's the commercial right there. It better burn my asshole.
No, I just want him to buy the bottle and then be like, it's just okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just write it off. It's only going to be like a small percentage of your gin sales.
Mm-hmm.
Or your gin, the sale of your gin company.
Yeah.
So.
That is, so I enjoy this. This is, I don't know.
I've refilled like three times.
Have you really? That's great. Let's get on to the final beer of the evening with our other glass. Now.
Oh, am I down that for no reason?
Okay. No, you downed it for the goodness of the podcast. This is Awkward Family. What's it called?
Awkward Family Fruitcake Sour. 5% alcohol. And it looks like jelly beans in the cake. That's what I like to call it. It's funny that it says Awkward Family because I was going to say before I knew it said Awkward Family was fruitcake. There's always one in your family.
I did not grow up with fruitcake in my family as a Christmas thing. Did you?
My family is from East Coast,
mm-hmm.
and they're all about the fruitcake.
Okay.
New Hampshire. New Hampshire, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
There's fruitcakes.
Okay, so I don't know.
And the South has a lot of fruitcake.
My whole experience with fruitcake comes from like TV and movies and just everybody saying they hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never in my house, so I've never had it. I think I've seen it at a Christmas gathering once, and I was just like, well, I'm not going to have that. Everyone hates it. So I'm not sure if I've actually ever had it.
It's gross.
Okay.
It's kind of like eating a cake full of raisins. But I wonder, you can take an amazing baker
and
have them make a really good fruitcake. Is it possible to make a good fruitcake?
I bet you it probably is.
Because the pieces they put in are like dried fruit or something.
And what is the fruit? What is the
green? It's like a bunch of different dried fruits, I thought.
But they're like green and red and what are they?
Only grandmas go to the store and buy them. They must have a special place.
Is there a grandma store?
There's a grandma store for weird baked good stuff, you know, like the weird Jello with cat food in it, like on National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yes. The color's great. It smells fantastic.
Can I just tell you, I don't know if you read off the ingredients.
I did not.
Did you say what brewery it is?
No, I did nothing right.
It's from Tay Light Brewing.
Okay.
The IBU is 14. This is what I like about it. It's made with Galaxy hops.
Love Galaxy hops.
Harris, geez, I can't need my glasses. Maris Otter, Honey Malt, Munich, Dreck. DRC? Dreck?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
That's what it's
That's
saying.
That's how I'd say it.
Contains lactose, mm-hmm. another lactose beer.
Okay.
It's made in Port Coquitlam. And that's all I see. Do you not have anything else on it?
I don't.
Fruitcake?
I'm only finding stuff on Untappd. Mm-hmm. Again, the SEO juice going on these seasonal beers, it's not rich.
Hmm.
So I'm going to have to, again, jump onto Instagram and see if I can
Whoa.
That's a running. Look at that. A guy.
It's a running octopus.
A running octopus.
I'm going to put this in because you probably won't see it later.
No, but you don't even need to do that since I'm going to insert running. That.
Oh, boy.
Great. Thanks, Instagram.
Okay, I'm going to taste this while you search for it.
Okay.
I'm like quiet because I'm trying to think. It's good. It's definitely a sour. I could see why they called it a fruitcake because of the fruit flavor, I guess. But I am getting fruit and some vanilla.
Okay. It smelled great.
Tell me if you're... Well, I shouldn't have said anything until you...
I wasn't really listening. Terrible. I don't know if it tastes like fruitcake or not.
You did the same thing I did. You were quiet for a minute. You were just trying to
take it all in.
I was saying I taste a little fruit and I taste the vanilla.
Okay. It definitely looks like what a fruitcake looks like. Like, no. Kind of.
I don't think so. Fruitcake's not a brown mess.
Kind
it's,
of is.
It's white with green and red things.
It's interesting that you said it looks like a brown mess. Like, to me, I'm looking at this going, am I drinking a puddle of muddy water?
It does look like a puddle of water.
So it's not, like, even I said look at the color, and now that I'm looking at it, it's like, that's not really attractive. A fruitcake is not super attractive. So it's on point. I'm not trying to offend the brewery by saying this is ugly, but this is kind of ugly. It tastes.
I don't think it's ugly. I think it looks like caramel.
I think it looks like a puddle. To each his own.
You mean not a puddle. What do they call it when it's tea water? What did we learn the other day? In like Florida, some of the water's brown?
Yeah.
Oh, could get you.
Like tannin water.
Tannin water or something? Tannin water.
I'm going to resist saying something.
Although really you say tannin water, that's gross. Like leather making.
Yeah,
but it is there's water where it's naturally dyed in the natural place, okay. Woods, pond, whatever. I don't even know what I'm saying. That's dyed by the leaves that acts like tea and makes the brown water.
So Taillight Brewing posted this on Instagram on October 26th. Holy cow!
Oh, is this old?
Awkward Family Fruitcake Sour. This delicious dark and citrusy sour is a must-have for this season. It is now available on tap and growler fills and cans. We're open until 5 p.m. today.
Yeah? I was just seeing if there's a date.
Not enough info about the beer.
The never is.
Come
I
on,
can
guys,
barely read the date on there.
So now I'm going to have to do a deeper dive and find people that have reviewed it, that have put more information on it. You guys got to do better. Myself included. Okay, I don't dislike the beer. I think it's good. I don't think it's visually appealing. That's fine. That connects with me with fruitcake. I don't think that's visually appealing.
So I think the color is interesting because I don't see a lot of beers this color.
I have no point of reference in terms of whether this
it looks is like caramel
tasting
to me.
Like a fruitcake at all. Could I?
We should have bought a fruitcake.
Should I? One of the ways that I would say this is this a shareable drink? Is this something that I want to drink on my own? Could I drink a whole can? Could I drink a 4-pack, a 6-pack, whatever you want it to be?
I would drink it on my own.
Yes. I don't know that I would necessarily, I don't hate it. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I would drink one, like what we bought, and I would enjoy it, and I would move on.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't seek it out again, but it's not, none of these beers we had tonight are terrible. They're all, there's no bads in this tonight's.
Agreed.
Four beers we've had?
Yes.
They're all pretty good. My favorite is the gingerbread, though. The gingerbread, ginger snap. The Mr. Bill one.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. And then my second is the pinky one.
You like the cranberry one?
The cranberry one was good, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
It's very festive. If I was at a cocktail party, I would be holding that can. Be like,
so we got number one.
I'm festive with my beer.
So I agree with you. And then I would go this third, first, second, third. The order in which we drank them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, that's not because we drank that one second.
Yeah. These two would definitely be cocktail party worthy if you walk around with them. You look like you're in the holiday fun. Like I was just saying. Yes, like you're like,
good point.
Hey, here, hold this. hey, how's it going? Hey, man, have a good holiday. It's really great. Party rocks. Yeah, this is awesome for that. Spilled. You just keep it in the can and you
keep it in the can, bro. Do you want to high five it?
No. Oh, it's good. Oh.
Very nice.
Try that in the can.
That's what she said.
Mmm. You know what's interesting? Drinking out of the can.
We don't do it.
I know.
I never. Because
I'm not like 20 or 20 again anymore, and I don't need to do that.
When was the last time I
drank? But when you're drinking it, the smell is staying into the can, like it's all staying in, and so your nose gets up to it. Wow. And I feel like I'm about ready to throw cookies in my mouth, not out my mouth.
That's good.
So the smell is there when I drink it out of the can. It's really, really sharp.
So in the craft beer lore, it was all about getting it out of the bottle. Get it into a glass.
Just like toys. Get it out of the box and appreciate it.
But now, since everything has changed to cans, is there something better about the can? Should I be drinking things out of my can?
I do like a beer in a can. You can take it to a lake. You can put it in a lake and get cold.
Mm-hmm.
You can, I don't know. There's something about a can I just like. It just feels better.
It is interesting because I was thinking.
The bottle gets wonky in your hands. I just asked you when was the
last time I drank out of a can, and it was probably when I was sneaking beers at a beach.
You know what I mean? Well, mainly.
Actually, that's a lie because we poured it out of the can and put it into a cup so that the cops won't see us drinking beer
out
of a can.
But also, beaches, like in Florida, doesn't allow bottles, so you only buy cans. So most people run to cans for that reason, so they will buy their beer for the beach. I don't know. There's something about the can. You can hold it in a little 4-pack or the 6-pack. I don't know. There's just something about it. I like the cans better. I've always liked cans better. The bottles, you know, you got that long neck. You got to contend with.
What about the stubbies? Like a red stripe.
Like a Mickey?
Yeah.
No, too big.
Classic Molson Canadian.
I'll drop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, you can't use a koozie. Well, I guess you could use a koozie.
You get your finger stuck in the bottle. I've done that before. Don't do that. Because I put it in there thinking I can hold it.
Did a thumb over top of it when you're jumping in and out of the waves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't have to. It stays in.
That's called science.
It stays in.
Yeah.
I've dropped a beer in the ocean and picked it up and nothing got into it.
Because it creates a vacuum.
Yeah. And I've actually dropped in the ocean and sometimes it's gone down. Mm-hmm. And I pick it back up and it's still
amazing. Thanks, still science.
I don't think I got any salt water in me.
You might have. You probably
probably from the wave.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I actually got my finger stuck in a bottle once. Because you know how Jesus you walk around, Christ. You put in your finger, and you carry it with just hanging off your finger?
Did you live in Footloose?
You haven't seen that, where you just stick your finger in, and you just
walk around? Don't do it in the can!
Well, I would cut my finger up that way.
Also very important.
Don't do it in the can. That's very unsanitary.
That's right. No, I didn't walk around carrying my... That's very not COVID friendly.
It's called lazy beer holding.
That's a terrible idea.
So when you're just walking, it just feels like you have beer fingers. Or you can do beer fingers with all the five bottles.
That's great.
Thumb's a little hard to get in the bottle, though.
That's true. Yeah.
Maybe a Mickey.
Wow. It's a good finale. Good ending.
This is what happens when you taste four beers.
Yeah. So which one are you going to finish?
These.
If you had to choose, if you could only pick one to finish, you'd pick the Deep Cove Ginger Snap.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm still very, very fascinated about this one because I do think it.
This is what I thought the color of this would be.
Yeah, you're right.
Right, the color of the Ginger Snap. Interesting,
you're right.
It's like a bronze. That's it. It's like our little bronze guy.
But it was just dark, right? It was just mostly.
It's a darkie.
But it is sort of, well.
No, because this is caramel color.
Yeah.
And this is what I thought this color would have been.
Interesting, because it is a brown ale. They could have went with a more brownie tone, and that would have been a nice touch.
I don't think this is an ugly color. I think this is a very pretty color of beer.
It's not. It's ugly. It's gross.
All browns are nice.
It's true.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I will probably finish them all.
We will finish them all, but I was just sort of saying, we did pick our favorites. We're good. We We ranked them.
Yeah.
I was going somewhere, and then I completely lost my thought process there. Yeah. And now you've shut down. You just turned off. You were so mesmerized by me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there you have it.
That's, I like it.
That's an episode.
I think I need to buy you a fruitcake.
I guess. Okay.
And then you're going to be mad at me because now you're like, I hate it. And you're going to make me finish all the fruitcake and eat the little green things inside.
So I need to go to a place. I need to go to like a legit bakery and get just a slice.
What nationality is a fruitcake?
I believe.
I think all nationalities have fruitcakes.
Good point. Somebody out there is just screaming while we're trying to look this up.
I want to say like Polish or Hungary or...
Feels like a German thing.
It probably is a German thing.
Fruitcakes.
I feel like it's dried fruit. Like, I don't know what the green things are, though. Are the green things cherries? Like green cherries?
Again, we just sound like total fucking idiots by not knowing.
Because we've avoided the fruitcake all of our lives.
I don't know.
Grandma come over with it, and then we tell her to keep it in her car.
Okay. Romania.
Okay, I knew it was something.
Sorry.
Polish, Hungary, or something.
We're going to have to edit that out because I'm an idiot because I just read Romans as Romania.
Okay, so where is it?
The ancient Romans made a mishmash of barley, pomegranate seeds, nuts, raisins, and sort of an energy bar. However, the modern fruitcake can be traced back to the Middle Ages as dried fruits became more widely and available and fruited beads entered the West. Entered Western Europe.
Fruit God beads?
Damn.
Fruit beads. They look like cherries, green and red cherries.
Well, let's
They're calling them fruit beads. Are you mean jelly beans? Those are fruit beads.
Originally from Roman times. Holy crap.
The Romans were eating up the fruitcake.
Yeah. Fruitcakes are typically served in a celebration of weddings and at Christmas. They're given their rich nature, fruitcakes are often consumed on their own or as opposed to with condiments such as butter or cream.
I get that. I used to put butter on powdered donuts. It's really good. Don't make fun. Try it. It's really good. You just sit there with a knife and butter, and every bite you re-butter.
It does make sense.
It's so good. So
this is
there a good fruitcake out there? Because I'm wondering...
Well, that's why you want to go find like a great, I guess I got to go find a Roman frickin' bakery, Italian bakery.
We need to call Wonder Woman.
Or go to like, you would think like Whole Foods or somebody. There's got to be somebody that's making an artisanal
Whole Foods fruit must cake. Make a fruitcake.
You would think. And like their different banana breads and things that they do, they quite often slice it and just buy a slab
of
it.
You know those boxes you see of cake? At Christmas, the big boxes, is that a fruitcake?
Maybe.
I know it's an Italian thing because it's at the Bosa.
Yeah.
Are one of those a fruitcake?
Okay, that's the place that we should go and try and get one.
But you would end up with a big.
I know. There's got to be a place.
The slice would be like a tower.
Yeah, which I don't want because it's going to be gross.
Yeah, unless it's good.
But it's not.
You don't like dried things. I don't think you're going to like it.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm going to like it, but. Anyways.
We need to have some grandma give you one.
Yeah.
That's the traditional fruitcake.
That's true.
You're not going to get an artisanal fruitcake at grandma's house.
I think we need the hipsters to get on the fruitcake, bring it back, master it, totally crush it, bring us back the artisanal fruitcake experience.
I say take the fruit that you put in it, soak it in booze, then bake it into the cake.
I don't like booze cakes.
I know, but it'd make me tolerate it more.
Also, I just realized something. Well, you were talking, mm-hmm. and I was talking about the hipsters, mm-hmm. and you were talking about grandmas. They're already doing, like, gray hair and shit.
Oh, have you seen the hipsters' tennis shoes and mom pants lately?
Yeah, you pointed that out the other day.
I already know them. They've been wearing high-waisted pants, but now they're wearing mom pants with, like, old mom shoes.
With, like, chunky sneakers.
Like, tennis shoes.
90s sneakers.
It looks like, you know what it looks like? Beverly from Goldberg's.
Yeah.
With the mom pants. I'm like, don't bring that back.
Please mom jeans bad.
Please don't bring that back.
It's back.
I stood in line at Uniqlo the other day in front of someone who was wearing that outfit.
Yeah.
And she looked terrible. I'm sorry, but it looks bad.
Wide leg jeans, not good.
No.
We moved away from
that. They're not even like wide leg, like 70s style. They're the mom pants you remember from the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
With like.
People look better in tapered, skinnier jeans.
Not long butt.
No, long ass. Not good.
Long ass, not good.
Not great. Mm-mm. Don't do it. But you're going to do it because you're teens and you're hipster kids and you're 20-something. And
can we make a beer called Long Ass?
Yep.
Long Ass.
Yeah.
What would that be?
Mom Jeans.
Oh, maybe one called Mom Jeans would be better.
I had a great beer this year called Nice Khakis, Todd.
Perfect.
So, yeah, somebody's on it.
Yeah. Mom Pants.
Yeah.
Do it.
Thank you for listening and watching, everyone. You can watch this on YouTube so you can see some of these videos or these beers in full glory, in full color. But if you are listening to it on the audio podcast, thank you for listening.
Before we go, though.
Oh, what you got?
You should open up your Advent calendar.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I think you're on day 20.
It is after
midnight. It's after midnight because you already did.
After midnight.
You got to find it. We did the Cadbury Heroes British chocolate.
20.
Oh, it's going to be an egg, isn't it?
Oh, crunchy bits.
I think that's your first one.
Maybe. I don't know.
He got crunchy bits. Crunchy bits.
Let's open it up. I'm a few days behind, actually. They're stashed over
Tell
there.
Tell me what a crunchy bit tastes like. Okay. I feel like it's toffee.
Well, I bet you it's crunchy.
I should have got myself an advent calendar or something.
A little bit of caramel in there. Something in there that is, in fact, crunchy.
Well, it is called Crunchy Bits.
Yeah, the name doesn't lie. Well done. That's good.
Good. That's Does it go really good with the ginger beer? Or there's some in your glass, too.
That is the fruitcake. Goes all right.
Okay.
Not as good as some other stouts.
How about this one?
Let's do it.
We're just like teenagers right now.
Mm-hmm. No, but chocolate and stouts, porters, and things.
That's what I'm wondering.
Amazing together. I gotta get it out of my mouth first. That's what she said. I do like that. It's good.
That one goes good with it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I thought so. So this one's more of a basic stout, so it'll probably go better with it.
Well, I'm chewing. Do you want to do the wrap-up and tell everybody to go subscribe and all that stuff?
Subscribe. Just do it.
You need to tell them where.
At a pint with, no, Smitty's Brew? Where?
Anchor.fm/a pint with friends.
I have no idea.
If you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that like button.
Yeah.
Because that's going to help us out. That's going to help people find this podcast. Mm-hmm. You can hit that notification bell so that you, so that you
see him drool.
Never miss me drool again.
Yeah. And, never miss a drool. Subscribe. Yeah,
never miss a drool.
And a jewel?
A jewel.
And this bug. This one bug that shows up every time we podcast.
Yeah. It's our third host. Hit that notification bell. Mm-hmm. Never miss a video. Helps people find this video. Love it if you would follow. Also, if you're listening to the podcast on the audio version, please rate and review. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. That bug is just dying to give us a 5-star review. If bugs had the internet.
I'm going to like smash it. Everything's just going to go everywhere.
Yeah.
Actually, and if you definitely subscribe and hit the bell to be updated because the next podcast is going to be a box of chocolates beer.
Yes.
It's a 12-pack of beer. It's called a box of chocolates.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Mint chocolate, white chocolate. I'm starting to sound like Forrest Gump here. What else? Caramel chocolate or something?
Milk chocolate. And an orange and white and mint.
Yes. So stay tuned for that. So if you want to know when we put that up so you can see us complain and bitch about it, probably. I'm assuming.
I don't think it's going to taste like beer.
I don't either.
But
it's going to taste like a box of chocolate.
Yeah. Forrest Gump's balls.
You're going to be very surprised.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what people think.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I'm curious what we think. Yeah. Cheers. And have yourself a merry little Smithmas. See you next time. Didn't even know that one was there. There you go. Thanks, everyone.
Where's the sad button?
Oh, no. Damn it.